You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
On Sunday, Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orbán suffered an election defeat heralding the end of his 16-year regime that has seen his government come under fire for a variety of claims regarding illiberal and anti-democratic nature of his leadership. With the Tisza Party, led by Peter Magyar, winning 138 seats to Orbán's 55, the election signals a rejection of Orbán's platform, which has seen both an authoritarian domestic approach and Hungary often working in opposition to the EU in favour of Russia. I spoke with teaching fellow for the International Office at the University of Otago, Dr. Balázs Kiglić, about the election and what Magyar's victory might mean for Hungary, both domestically and internationally. Just to get us started, Orbán has been in power for 16 years in Hungary. Coming up to this election, what was sort of the attitude towards kind of his regime, I guess?
Yeah, well, I think it's kind of hard to tell because during these 16 years, Orbán basically managed to create what is called an illiberal democratic system, and part of that was to restructure the court system, rewrite the constitution, centralize national media or state media, centralize education. So I think it was kind of hard to tell what was going to happen in the elections, but I think the election results clearly spoke or it showed that people really, really voted for change. So I think there was a record turnout of 80% or around 80%. I think that people really thought that, at least a lot of people probably thought that this is kind of a last chance for Hungary to reorient itself. So I think a lot of people thought that it is an election where they have to vote between authoritarianism and democracy, East and West, and where Hungary's foreign policy would align. Whether we want to have a Russian interference, we want to be closely aligned with Russia, or we want to find our way back to the EU and NATO. So I think for a lot of people, it was a really distinctive election.
And looking at that then, what sort of promise did we see from the opposition in terms of where kind of an election win would take Hungary in terms of all of those factors?
I think that it is a really, really interesting thing because, of course, Orbán has always had an opposition since he came to power in 2010, and the opposition kind of campaigned on, anti-corruption measures, dismantling Orbán's regime in terms of media, education control, judiciary control, and state administration control. But it wasn't really, really successful because, first of all, there was a really, really successful state propaganda from Fidesz, which is the incumbent political party of Orbán. But secondly, a lot of people got disillusioned with the political left or with the political opposition because they were also perceived as being entrenched in corruption, and they were kind of part of the old political regime. So I think what really changed about a year ago when Peter Magyar came on board, he was actually part and a beneficiary of Viktor Orbán's system because he was the husband of the Minister of Justice. And about a year ago, he came out to the public and he said that, I know that there's a lot of corruption going on in the country. This is untenable. There was actually a child abuse case where it looks like top politicians were also involved, and it was kind of brushed under the carpet. They found political scapegoats, and so the top leadership got away with an actual investigation into the child abuse case. And that's when Peter Magyar came to the, how shall I say, to the public opinion floor, and he said that he's actually got recordings of talks that he recorded conversations with his wife, who was the Minister of Justice at the time, and he said that he's happy to release these recordings. Some of these recordings were released. So I think that was the real change. People started seeing real evidence of what's going on in terms of the political elite and the political regime. And I think a lot of people got disgruntled on both sides of the political spectrum because of the child abuse case and how the government handled the child abuse case. So I think this is really when Peter Madjar shot to fame, and he established or created his political party just 1 year ago. Not a lot of people gave a lot of chance to him, but here we are, just after 1 year of forming a new party, and he basically has supermajority, constitutional supermajority in the Hungarian parliament.
And so how does this kind of signal, I guess, a taste for change in Hungary? Are we likely to kind of see the political spectrum or legislation kind of start to diversify and move towards the left, or are we likely to kind of just see a run-of-the-mill conservative government, but it's just not the authoritarianism of Orbán?
Yes, so I think it's really, maybe we should approach it through a different lens, not in terms of political right and political left. Actually, this is the first time since free elections started in 1990 that there's no left-leaning party in the parliament. There's three political parties. Peter Magyar's political party is central-left. Orbán's Fidesz is a more right-leaning party, and there's a far-right party called Our Homeland. So there's only three right-leaning parties in the parliament. But I think this really signifies this political result or election result really signifies a dramatic shift or a landslide. Move towards the different direction, moving away from illiberal democracy, semi-authoritarian rule. So Magyar actually campaigned on a lot of things, including a domestic policy reset, a return to Europe-oriented governance, ending the illiberal democratic system or semi-authoritarian system that Orbán has created. He will restore the press freedom. He will invest in public services, healthcare, education, transport, and he also vowed to remove the Viktor Orbán appointed officials across courts, the regulatory bodies, and state media. So I think he will be held to account to his electoral promises. But the good thing is that I think that he's got a really, really strong mandate with that constitutional supermajority, and the people have clear expectations. So it's very, very likely that he will follow through on a lot of his promises, election promises.
And is this considered to be kind of the end of Orbán? Are we likely to kind of see him stick around as a player in Hungarian politics?
That's what he vowed as soon as he conceded the election. He said that he has no plans of going away. He will actually be working in the background, and he will try to keep his electoral voter base together. So he said that in the next few days, their activists will start kind of an active campaign, just keeping his political base together in the countryside and all across the country, basically. But my understanding, and it was actually one of the electoral promises of Peter Magyar, the incoming prime minister, is that when the constitution of Hungary, which is currently not really a constitution because it doesn't provide much or many checks and balances against the overreach of state power, it's more of a basic law of Hungary that promotes Orbán's ideology in some sense. So he promised that he will rewrite that basic law. He will recreate the constitution, and one of the points that the constitution will make is that Orbán will not just Orbán, but nobody will be able to stay in office for longer than 8 years. And Orbán has been in office for, I think, 20 years now, since 2010, 16 consecutive years, but he was also in power between 1998 and 2002. So it looks like Orbán will not be able to become prime minister again.
And kind of just widening the lens a little bit. Obviously, Hungary has long kind of played an interesting role in kind of the politics of Europe, both in its pro-Russia stance and its kind of anti-EU stance. With With Orban leaving power now, what can we kind of expect to see now in how Hungary acts as an international player?
Yeah, I think we will see a very clear foreign policy reorientation. Overall, I would say that Brussels has gained a partner instead of an internal saboteur. Sometimes I refer to Hungary as the Trojan horse in the EU, towing foreign interests like Donald Trump or even Vladimir Putin. So I think that this new era, it will be a new era in Hungarian foreign policy, which will signify the end of EU veto politics. So, for instance, Orban repeatedly used Hungary's veto to block many of the EU's initiatives. More recently, a 90 billion euro support for Ukraine. So I think this new leadership or Magyar's leadership will signify the end of disruptive politics within the EU. It will likely strengthen EU unity and democratic norms. I think just based on the European leaders' reaction or immediate reaction, many of them hailed the results as a victory for democracy and the return to Europe. So I think it will make coordination of foreign policy and strategy and decisions within the EU much easier. So, yeah, we will likely see a shift in EU internal politics. Hungary will re-enter the International Criminal Court. Peter Magyar will likely allow the EU Public Prosecutor's Office into Hungary to look into all the corruption, the systemic corruption and misuse of EU funds that has been going on for over a decade now. So overall, I think the EU has gotten rid of its Trojan horse, so to speak. Orban was quite an influential and still is a very influential figure in the far right in Europe. And basically one of the things he said just before the election is that now it's time to win this election, and then we were going to we will use Hungary as a base to make sure that our policy will be widely influential in Europe, and by the end of the decade, conservative politics will take over in Europe. So basically, he promised his voter base that we will take over Brussels. We just have to win this election, and there will be lots of people and lots of political movements on our side over the next few years. So I think he lost a lot of influence in the EU, in the European far right, but also beyond Europe, because he had some extensive networks in the United States.
How would these changes in kind of this foreign policy affect Hungary domestically?
Well, as I mentioned, there will be a domestic policy reset. I think there's at the moment there's a lot of hope. So I saw live streams of people celebrating on the streets, even on Monday morning or after Sunday midnight. They were chanting slogans of "Russians go home." They were celebrating, dancing, there were street parties. So I think there's a lot of hope, especially among young voters who were not really politically active over the last few elections. So there's a lot of expectations. I think there will be anti-corruption reforms, press freedom restoration, investment in public services, removal of Orban-appointed officials. So I think Hungary will be back on the track of a proper democracy, European democracy, with universal values or how shall I say? Yeah, probably it's best to put it that way, with universal values. So I think it's the end of a disruptive politics and EU obstructionism, and there's a lot of hope in Hungary. I think one of the biggest challenges for Peter Magyar is that basically, while there's of course a lot of support behind him, most of his new appointees, they've never been involved in politics, and now they will have a super majority in the Hungarian parliament. But these people, even though I believe that they mean the best in terms of public good, and they will have a mission to serve, they will keep the greater good in mind. So they're people with good intentions. They are not really experienced, and they have to dismantle a system that was built over the last 16 years. And I think there'll be a lot of challenges in terms of experience as well. And that requires a lot of empathy, a lot of wisdom in terms of leadership from Peter Magyar. And probably a lot of patience as well. And he will need to invest in his people. So hopefully his leadership style will be not to just rule, but also to uplift people and empower people around him and put his trust into people. So I think we are yet to see how this plays out. But at the moment, I think Hungary is put back on the right track to become... I don't know what that term means anymore, but to become a normal country and not a disruptive country that serves foreign interests as well, or that serves someone's personal interest and the survival of a political party. So I think there's a lot of hope at the moment. It is still time to celebrate, but probably from tomorrow the hard work will start and then we'll see starting results.
That was teaching fellow at the University of Otago, Balázs Kiglić, on Viktor Orbán's election loss in Hungary and what change means for the European country.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.